Fax of letter to Dr. Joseph Mills, copy of letter to Dr. John Stoughton, S-T-O-U-G-H-T-O-N. His address is 4892 North Stone Avenue, Suite 180, Tucson, Arizona, 85704. Again, patient Milo, M-I-L-O, last name Bell, B-E-L-L. Date of birth is 1-15-1932. Dear Dr. Stoughton and Dr. Mills, it's two separate letters. Had the pleasure of seeing patient Milo Bell in the office on 1-22-2013, as you recall. This is an 81-year-old. Caucasian male, and this is seen by myself in the office on 8-13-2004 for evaluating coronary artery disease. Per patient note, documents coronary artery disease, status post coronary bypass catheter, pre underwent adenosine myoview. In 12-8-2004, noted to be abnormal. The fixed defect consists of prior infarction as well as small area apical and distal anterolateral reversible ischemic ejection fraction of 35-40%. Period. Discussion with a patient at that time, and he wished to consider therapy only. Period. I repeated adenosine myoview on 3-20-2006, showed worsening apical as well as anter and interceptor reversible ischemia. Period. He underwent corneal angiography on 3-28-2006, showing three vessel coronaries and ischemic chromopathy, moderate severe LV systolic dysfunction. Period. The vein graft, the right coronary was noted to be patent as well as a patent Lehmann graft LED, and decision made to treat the patient medically. Period. Has been a minimal case follow-up. One last follow-up on 8-1-2012, per last function study, was a Lexus scan myoview on 2-9-2011, noted to be stable and unchanged from prior. Period. He presents a follow-up period and notes increase in exertional dysmia. Period. Also relates fatigue. Period. Not using chest pain per se. Shortens breath at rest. Nausea and diaphoresis, neck, jaw, arm pain, palpitations, syncope, nerve syncope, thotting, and PND. Period. Admits just a lower extreme edema as well. Period. Bergoff on physical exam. Vitals follows, heart rate 70, respiratory of 18, blood pressure 130/80. Weight is 260 pounds. Height is 6'2". Period. HENT is unremarkable. There's no JVD or Krabber. It's not a period. Heart is regular rate and rhythm with soft systolic murmur, per no S3, also noted, period. PMI is not displaced, lungs are clear, abdomen soft, non-tender, positive bowel sounds, period. Extreme hormone dry without cyanosis, pallor, edema, period, pulse were intact, times four extremities, period. Pergraph, 12-lead ECG, reveals sinus rhythm at 70 beats a minute. There is a first degree AV block, as well as a right bundle branch block and a possible age indeterminate anteroceptor wall muscle infarction. Period. Paragraph. Impression one, dyspnea, status atypical anemia, number two, coronary artery disease, status muscle infarction, status post coronary bypass catheter, next one is skin chromopathy, mild to moderate LV systolic dysfunction, next one abdominal aortic aneurysm, status post stenting, next one myomite regurgitation, next one hypertension. Paragraph. Recommendation number one, patient increase his Lasix to 80 milligrams daily for 3 days and then it's 40 milligrams daily. Number two, he's otherwise continuing coronary artery disease, peer-reviewed medication patient. Next number interviewed is Dr. Coronary Artery Disease. Patient does want a functional study period. Be scheduled for a Lexus scan myoview period. I have reviewed the procedure, including respiratory alternatives period. A full report follow. Next number, have an echocardiogram for the evaluation previously known mitral regurgitation, ischemic chromopathy, and dyspnea. Next number, recommend pulmonary medicine evaluation, including pulmonary function testing. Next number, patient follow-up in 1 month or prior as needed. Pre-Pergo, thank you much for allowing me to appreciate care of the patient. Questions or concerns, please not hesitate to contact me. Signed this sincerely, Dr. William G. Elliott, D.O.